Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be coming away once again this morning. We've been having a wonderful time with the different kinds of judgment, and we are still on the second kind of judgment, amazingly, because that is very important, because that has to do with you and I as believers. Okay? Now, yesterday we ended with 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We're reading verse 12 and verse 13, and I want us to read it again. It says, now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, but they shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. But if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So some people's works will be burnt. You see, when wood goes to fire, it burns. When hay goes to fire, it burns. When stubble goes to fire, it burns. But when gold goes to fire, it is refined. When silver goes to fire, it is refined even further. When precious stones go to fire, it is even refined more further and further, because that's where he came from. You see, so these are the works that we ought to be doing. Our work can either be gold, silver, or precious stone. The work of gold is a work that comes out of the divine life that is in you. Hallelujah. Then the work of silver is a work that comes out of redemption. You see, helping somebody. You see, when someone does something wrong, the Bible says that you who, if you read in Galatians chapter 6, let's read it, verse 1. It says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. What does it mean, every man shall bear his own burden? Every man shall be judged for what he does. You see, so don't busy yourself with condemning people. It is very serious when you condemn others, because what you are condemning in someone is actually being worked in you 10 times. You see, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. You see, so redemption means restoring someone. It means restoration, bringing someone back to where he or she was before he or she fell. As you do those things as a believer for other believers and help others grow in the Lord, you are working works of silver into your life. And those works will show. God will reward you one day. Hallelujah. He will reward you as you stand before him. Praise the Lord. Then there's a work of precious stones, and I explained that yesterday. When you go through precious, as a believer, you go through precious all over the place, but you still go through them without complaining. You go through them praising God and thanking God. The Bible says, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning your life in Christ Jesus. Give thanks for all things. He says, in all things, give thanks. So no matter what is happening to you, you may be short of cash. Don't call God. God, I don't know why I'm not having money. No, allow the work of God to be done in you. Hallelujah. And as you allow those things, precious stones are forming in your life. Precious stones are being worked into your garments, and on that day to show up. Hallelujah. Wood, hay, stubble are those things that you do out of the flesh. Someone slapped you and then you slapped the person back. Someone insulted you, insulted the person back. Someone did something wrong to you and you decided, I'm going to do the same thing to him. You are working works of wood, hay, and stubble. Someone did something wrong and then you decided that you are going to publicize his problem to everybody. You know, backbiting and doing all kinds of things. All those works are works of the flesh and they will not bring any profit. And on that day, it will show up. It will show up. All the things you do in your body will show up on that day. And those things will be burnt that are not correct. But those things that are correct will be made, will be refined. And God will tell you to inherit bigger cities than you have ever inherited in your life. I'll see you again tomorrow. I love you very much. God bless you. Bye-bye.